It's time to put your health in your own hands. Get ready to learn from today's top health and wellness innovators and thought leaders on Optimal Health Radio. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tammy Patzer, and this is Optimal Health, sponsored by Relief Now Laser Methods. And today, I have a very special guest, Dr. Davinder Bella. He is a board-certified podiatrist in Nassau County of Long Island in Hicksville. And what's really interesting about Dr. Bella is that he's added laser to his podiatry practice. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let me tell you just a little teeny bit about him. So Dr. Bella, of course, has this passion for high quality patient care and expertise in laser medicine, sports medicine, and regenerative podiatry medicine. He is the owner and founder of Restore Podiatry and Laser Center in Long Island, and he has been working using natural, evidence-based medicine and non-surgical approaches to treat most of the common conditions. So with that, welcome, Dr. Bella.
Thank you, Tammy.
Expand a little bit about, tell me a little bit more about your background and how you came to be a podiatrist and why you added laser methods to your practice.
Sure. Yes. So I wanted to be a podiatrist. It started with when I was shadowing one of the doctors because at that time, I knew I wanted to be a doctor, but I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be. So I shadowed so many different kind of doctors. And one day it was a podiatrist I shadowed. I observed him to see what he does. And I see that he was dealing with a lot of sports injury. And because I play a lot of sports myself, and I realized I wanted to treat sport injury. And when I was studying in school, throughout my training, I discovered that I have an interest in many other part of the area besides the sports. I wanted to treat many other conditions. And when I was in the training at that time, I was treating so many different patients and so many different conditions. And I was giving them the traditional treatment, painkillers. I was giving them the cortisone injection. I was giving them physical therapy. I was giving them so many different kind of traditional treatment. And I was seeing that a lot of my patients wasn't getting any better with this. So one day I decided to add the laser therapy to my practice. And I wasn't sure if the laser was a good addition to my practice, but after I did it on a couple of patients, and I got a great feedback from my patient, I was amazed that the laser was able to make a huge difference for my patient. And that's when I decided to do laser on multiple conditions. And I was impressed with what laser can actually do for my patient. And so the way the laser works is that laser have a biological window wavelength from 600 nanometer to 1200 nanometer. And based on the wavelength, it will be able to penetrate into the skin deeper, about 2 to 3 centimeter below the skin. And we want the laser to release the photon energy into the cell, which is called chromophore, which is basically, it can be, your hemoglobin, or it could be the melanin, or it could be the mitochondria. What they do, it will absorb the energy to create the energy called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and that helps to simulate a lot of different healing to the condition. It will reduce the pain, reduce the inflammation, It will try to simulate fibroblasts to create the collagen tissue, enhance tissue regeneration, reduce the edema, and many other benefits the laser can do for the condition. That's it.
Well, that's really interesting because, and most people never hear that much detail about the fact that it's actually the laser goes in and is activating, your hemoglobin and the reducing the swelling and actually helping to create collagen and all of the things because, you know, your body is such this miracle mechanism in the first place. But that's really interesting how you discovered that laser could really enhance and really make a difference in your patients' lives. So what different specializations do you use using the laser or treat?
Yes. So we specialize specifically in non-surgical, natural regenerative medicine. But basically what that means, we do the treatment that is pretty much natural, no surgery, no side effects, no drugs. We don't give any drug to our patient. And we make sure all of our treatment are evidence-based medicine. What that means that there are tons, 100 maybe, I guess maybe more than, it could be 1,000 too, studies that have supported the evidence of the regenerative medicine. When I say regenerative medicine, it basically means that we are trying to regenerate the tissue to heal. So that's what regenerative medicine means. So basically, there are a couple of treatment that we do offer in our office, but laser is one of the regenerative medicine we use. And basically, a lot of our patients, they're looking for treatment that can be able to help their condition to heal. It's the same like a surgery, but only different is that there is no cutting in the skin. There's no cutting in the skin. There's no injection in the skin. There's no drug in the skin. Everything can be done with the laser without having all of that, surgery. So people was hesitate to do the laser because they wasn't sure it make a difference for them. But what I do, my patient would do the first treatment just to see whether it make a difference for them. And most of them said, wow, it's amazing. Already they can tell after first treatment. And that's how people are motivated to do the rest of the laser treatment. And that's pretty much.
So what are some of the different types of problems that people have that you've treated with lasers?
Yes. The most common problem we treated with the laser is plantar fasciitis. Usually people who have the heel pain under the bottom of their heel. Usually people who have pain with the first step in the morning, that's usually plantar fasciitis. Neuropathy. A lot of neuropathy patients who are suffering with nerve damage, they were told to either live with the nerve damage because there's no cure for nerve damage. They were told to take the painkiller for the rest of their life, or they would have to get the injection every couple of months to keep the pain under control. So we do laser for neuropathy, and a lot of people are able to feel the improvement on their symptoms. We also do the laser for the toenail fungus. And toenail fungus is one of the most stubborn cases we are dealing with. And we carry several different lasers. And depend on the severity and depend on how bad the toenail fungus, we will decide which laser to do with the toenail fungus. And another thing is we also use laser to treat a few other conditions called neuroma. Neuroma is basically nerve inflammation in between the third and the fourth toes. And some of the other conditions we also do, like in general, tendonitis. Anyone who have inflammation in tendon, generally, like posterior tibial tendonitis or peroneal tendonitis or any tendonitis, any tendon inflammation in general. And also laser can actually be used for arthritis too in the foot. So with arthritis, as you know, there is no cure for arthritis. Basically, people have to either take painkillers for the rest of their life or just live with it. But, we do laser for the arthritis, and a lot of patients feel the benefit with the laser that is able to reduce the inflammation in the arthritis, reduce the pain, reduce the edema. And there's some other condition. And that's all.
It sounds like a lot of what laser can do is help relieve a lot. Like edema means swelling, and of course the swelling and the pain, because anybody who's ever had anything related to their foot, they know how painful all of those things can do. Typically, when you are using laser along with your other treatments, how long does it take to I don't know if it heals it completely or to see relief, I guess, to get that relief that your patients are raving about.
Yes. I'll give examples. If it's a plantar fasciitis, someone who just have a recently plantar fasciitis, let's say not too long time, maybe 3 months, maybe 4 or 5 months, around like that time, the plantar fasciitis would take approximately about 2 weeks to get relief from the laser, and it will completely heal it. For someone who has plantar fasciitis for a longer time, maybe 2 years of plantar fasciitis, that would be on average somewhere from 6 weeks to 12 weeks for plantar fasciitis to get better. And it can be healing, but laser is not only the option that has to be involved in it. It has to be on some other modality along with the laser to help the plantar fasciitis to heal it completely. There's some other condition like neuropathy. Neuropathy is a different cases. This one is actually much longer time recovery. So I would say someone who had neuropathy for like 6 months, it would take about 90 days to get full relief. And it can be cured completely. It can be reversed completely if they do the laser treatment on the early on. However, if someone with the neuropathy who have maybe 2 years, 3 years, we don't know if the nerve damage are permanently damaged. So if they are permanently damaged, then what they do, they need to complete the course of the treatment, and they will feel 80 to 90% relief from the lasers around maybe 3 months to 6 months. And then they need to come in for maintaining care to keep the nerve, the permanent nerve damage under control, like 1 to 2 treatment annually every year. Yes, that's some of the example I can tell you.
It sounds like people need to really pay attention to their pain and get in as soon as possible for best results. And I know, like most of us, people will go a long time. I don't know what it is about humans, but it's like we have pain and we'll go, well, maybe it'll get better, and then it doesn't. And I, from what you said, it sounds like the sooner you get in to get a treatment, the faster your body will heal it, which that makes sense. Are there any side effects with laser therapy?
With the laser therapy, there are no side effects. So I make sure I do my complete detail and history taken. Majority of people who are pretty much healthy with a few condition, there are no side effects with this. However, the laser therapy, it cannot be used on people who have, for example, like cancer in their feet. So it has to be, the cancer needs to be completely treated first And as long as 1 year from the end of the cancer treatment, later it's safe to use it. But other than that, later it's completely safe to use. There is no side effects. Some other things, laser cannot be used on patients who have pacemaker. If we are treating, if some patient have a pacemaker, and we cannot, laser cannot be used to treat near the pacemaker as long as more than a feet apart. Since we are treating on the feet and ankle, it's safe to use because the pacemaker is all the up in the chest. So laser can be used completely on the feet and ankle with no side effects. So really, in my experience, I've used laser on since 2018, and I have not seen anyone complain with side effects. Only, it's common for a patient to have a little increased pain after the first treatment. That's because their body is reacting to laser. They never had a laser before, so it's the first time their body is reacting with the laser. That's completely normal for them to have a little bit of pain increase after the first treatment. After that, it gets better for the rest of the course of the laser treatment.
Well, that makes sense because all of your immune system and your blood and everything would run into go to that place to start working on healing it.
Yes.
So if yes. That makes sense. So how can people get in connection with you for a consultation?
Yes. If you're interested in the consultation with us, you can visit our website, www.reliefnowhicksville.com, or you can give us a call at this number, 516-806-2200, to schedule an appointment with us.
Great. So we've talked, actually, we've covered a lot. And again, focusing on the foot and ankle issue for using laser, which sounds to me like there's a lot that you can do with your feet that, like you said, no drugs, no surgery, and that non-invasive type of treatment. So yeah. Before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not much I can think of. But yes, I think, a lot of people, there are a lot of people who like to have the, natural treatment. People who are big, healing their body naturally. A lot of people don't like to add the medication to their body. They're afraid of the, you know, the drugs changing their internal system. And I am one of them. I never really take any medication for myself, even if I'm sick or if I'm pain. I'm afraid if I take the drugs, medication, I'm concerned about how it will interact with my organs. You will never know when I become older down the road, if I end up having something and if I get questioned by my doctors asking me, do you remember you took anything? And I'm trying to remind best, I don't remember taking anything. Maybe it could be something with the medication I took a long time ago. Who knows? You never know. The medication you take a long time ago could affect your body 20 years later, 30 years later. So a lot of people are big on not taking medication to their body. So it's okay to take medication short term, but it's not okay to take medication long term. That's the only thing I like to add to it. And also this is great for other people who also have, who are afraid of, injection. I have seen a lot of people, they don't like needle. They don't like, seeing needle in their foot. And, And we offer this laser, which don't have a needle. And a lot of people love to try laser because it don't have any needle, no injection. So people like to have a non-invasive option.
And that sounds like many people I know, and people, they don't want to put any medicine into their body, and they don't want surgery. They don't want drugs. They just want it to feel better. And it sounds like the different things that you've put together can really help people get rid of that pain in their feet. So everyone, we've been speaking with Dr. Devinder Bella from Restore Podiatry and Laser Center in the Long Island area of New York from Hicksville. So, doctor, thank you so much for joining us today on Optimal Health, sponsored by Relief Now Laser Methods.
Thank you, Dr. Tammy.
You've been listening to today's top health and wellness innovators and thought leaders on Optimal Health Radio. To get more solid health and wellness information, visit OptimalHealthRadio.com.